the other services available. And that is the focus on Kibbutz Ar Ba'im. I had the experience of hearing from a very, very outstanding Talmud Chacham say the following. He said, I don't know what the problem is. There's halacha of Kibbutz Ar Ba'im, there's halacha of Shabbos. You keep Shabbos, you keep Kibbutz Ar Ba'im. What's the problem? We know that it is a very, very difficult mitzvah to accomplish, and we're fortunate to have this afternoon or this morning two outstanding rabbanim who are going to give us hadracha on this effort, on this area. The first is Rabbi Manfred Gantz, who I've had the interest of having him speak many, many times, but I'm lucky and fortunate that he's available today. He's a leader in the community. He's established many of the programs for seniors that we talked about, and I look forward to his hadracha on the challenges and opportunities of Mitzvot Kibbutz Ar Ba'im. Rabbi Gantz.
Thank you very much. I looked at the program. It was supposed to go on at 11, and I saw all the speakers before me. I just mentioned to Rabbi Oppenheimer it'll be 2 o'clock by the time we get there. But it's very gratified to be here. And I notice, speaking of Kibbutz Ar Ba'im, that most of us who are here have already fulfilled this concept in our lives. And we are now exhorting the next generation to carry on what we stood for. And those who have not yet had the tragedy of losing their parents are grateful and can thank Hashem for that moment when each moment when HaKadosh Baruch Hu enables you to be in touch with your parents while they are still alive. Eilu devorim she'odom ochel peroseyem ba'olam hazeh v'ha'keren kayemes la'olam haboh. These are the things when an individual can take advantage of the good things in this world, and the real reward comes in the next world. And the answer to that is, which is number one, priority number one, it's Kibbutz Ar Ba'im, to honor parents. To honor parents, of course, is a mitzvah midaraisa, kabed tovicho v'zimecho. And it's just 2 weeks from now that that's exactly what we'll be reading in the Torah. And it is Kaveid Tashem Chomehonecho. So tell that Shulchan Aruch that you shall honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu with that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you. What is it primarily that he gives you? Your parents. Because your parents and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, father and mother and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they are the three shutfin that make up a human being, that make up a child. And when the time comes, therefore, to look at life, then I believe it is important that we should keep our house in order throughout our lifetimes. As far as children are concerned, who still have parents, younger people, it is very important to make sure that their families are united. That's a given. But that they are financially secure. And I know of what I speak. We recently had in our congregation a case where a young man in his 50s suddenly died in his sleep, leaving a widow and a child, and where will all the money come from? And we found out that the young man had a substantial life insurance policy. And this is one way to keep our house in order. Unless one has millions of dollars in savings and investments, it is important that we do have a life insurance policy for such a tragedy. So that term policy probably would be the best. So you get the maximum coverage for the need that that is so important when tragedy strikes. By the way, I made a little investigation to find out, when he died in his sleep practically, how do people die in their sleep? And I heard around some people and I found a common denominator, that people snort very much. And if you know of anyone that snores heavily, that person must seek medical advice. We call it sleep apnea. And sleep apnea can be fatal. Therefore, if you know of anyone who has this problem, seek medical advice. It could be save your life. When it comes to the mature people as we are, there is Haftorah of Vayechi, Vayikavu Yemei David Lomus Vayetzav Shlomo Lema. And David saw that his end was coming, and he commanded Vayetzav, Tzava'ah is the last will, to Vayetzav et Shlomo Lema, Unochi Holech L'derech Kol Oretz, I'm going to pass by the natural way. B'chozakto v'yusel ish, to be strong and be an ish. Says Pesach Kron in one of his beautiful remarks. What does it mean to be an ish? Be a mensch. And it is important for parents to have a tzva'ah. I noticed that not everyone raised his or her hand when the previous speaker mentioned how many people have last wills. It's very, very important that one has either a last will or a trust where our wishes are stated. But in addition to this legal form, it is very important that the parent, every parent, writes a handwritten note. Dear children, and addresses the problem that often comes after the death of parents, disunity, brothers and sisters falling apart over or fighting over Yerusha, and all of these things, the parent must write down, this is what I want from you to follow. I want you to promise this and this and this. If you want me to rest in peace, this is what I want you to do. This is, I think, very important. Then we have a concept which is directly connected to Kibbutz Achroim, that is the one that is for Ohavta L'Reacha Kamocha. It's an outgrowth of the mitzvah of you shall love your neighbor as yourself. How is that possible? The Ramban says it's not possible. It's not logger. It's not realistic. People cannot love somebody as themselves. So he comes to the conclusion that it really means whatever is unpleasant to you, do not do to someone else. That is v'ohavta l'reacha kamocha. Well, that then leads into something which the Torah does not say. V'ohavta l'reacha kamocha, I would say that there is a degree when v'ohavta l'reacha even more than kamocha. Who is that? That's the love of parents for children. The love of parents for children is unconditional. It is totally self-sacrificial. Parents will give up their lives for their children. We've seen this in the Holocaust. How many children with tears in their eyes, they knew that they were going to an uncertain destination. But our children, what's going to happen to our children? And they were able to get them out of the country, kinder transport, or give them even to Goyim to take care of them. The main thing is that the children should be alive. Children versus parents are not that way, unfortunately. It's sometimes easier for one parent to raise 10 children than for 10 children to take care of one parent. And this is a truism which comes also in Orthodox circles. I'll give you two examples. I'm friendly with a certain rabbi, I don't want to mention his name. He told me this is a Dovah Shehayu to him, what Kibbutz Achroim means. His father runs the day camp, and he is in charge of the day camp. In the summertime, there are many buses, and there was one time where the police came and asked this rabbi, will you please move these buses? You are obstructing traffic. Whether there were the words spoken or not, I'm not sure, but nevertheless, the rabbi was arrested and brought here to the police station. And the rabbi asked, can I make a telephone call to my father? He said, sure you can. And so the father came, and when he came into the room, the rabbi was seated with the police officer there. The son, the rabbi gets up when the father enters the room. And the police officer says, why do you do that? He said, well, that's my religion. When the father comes into the room, the son gets up out of respect for his father. The police officer sat there open mouthed. Anyone who can honor some other person in such a way cannot break the law. Will you please go home? That's a Dova Shahoyo. There was another case. A member of my shul broke her hip, and she is not in good straits, and she needs help. She's financially solvent. Should she go on Medicaid? Probably could, but you have to have a waiting period of 5 years at least. Is that correct?
Wrong.
What?
Wrong.
Wrong.
30 days.
Yeah. Immediately.
Immediately for home care. Immediately for home care.
The man who killed the lady hasn't had millions of dollars.
That's okay.
And it
it's immoral, but it's okay.
Well, in any event, in this particular case, she needs home care. But 24/7, do you know how much that will cost if this goes on for years? And I read her sign very well. And so do you. There are many children who already count their parents' money. And therefore, parents should be aware subconsciously. And when, as Mrs. Brickman said so beautifully, that's my problem so often, where in our cases, so often the children become the parents. And the parents are being told what to do, what to suggest, because parents, you can't do this anymore. My children tell me, Daddy, don't drive at night because you can't do that anymore. And they take away the feeling of independence of the children, of the parents. And this is, I think, the greatest challenge that the parents feel. Do not let your children take away your independence. Take advantage of the programs that are available in our community. We have every Wednesday a wonderful friendship club, and the elderly come, sometimes with their aides, in order to enjoy it. Young Israel has a program as well for the elderly. And there is the Holocaust group, also the self-help has programs. Elderly people should take advantage of such programs. And then we really have a situation where the golden years can be really as golden as possible. All too often, the golden years are not even gold-plated. And this is something that we are painfully aware of. And therefore, if our house is in order for the elderly, please make sure that our funeral bills are paid in advance. It's difficult to think about these terms. I know people in our congregation as well. I don't have a grave, I don't want to think about it. When the time comes, I'll do it. And the same goes for so many other things. They leave things to the last minute. It's not realistic. Why do you have a fire insurance policy? You expect a fire? No, I don't expect a fire, but why do you have it? So the same thing applies to insurance coverage, and the whole pattern of living. Life is beautiful, but life is short. And whatever we make of our lives is our own doing. And when we prepare ourselves for the future, with independence, loving our children, and leaving them over 120 years what we have, then we will have completed our mission here on Earth. And all of us here have no problem with Kibbutz Afroaim. Also, our children are good to us, but let's remember that the conditional love of children cannot be compared to the unconditional love which parents have for children. So may all of us live until 120. And I'll always say we are living in inflationary time, plus 10% for inflation. Thank you.
Rabbi Oppenheimer is new to the community. He is he has a wealth of experience in other parts of the United States and beyond, and he's here to in the Queens community with a strong mission to make an impact. I am sure that his words this afternoon will be equally moving, as we expect to hear his hadracha on caring for elders and Kibbutz Afroaim.